Good evening and welcome everyone. Thank you for coming. Special karsav tov to the Liebsmans for hosting tonight's tefillah shir. This is the third tefillah shir and it's part two of Birchas Avos. Before we begin, I want to share with you a story you probably heard. And if you did, I'll repeat it. I got an email a few days ago from a friend of mine. And it was a title of Miracles. It's a story of the Iron Dome missing its target. And the one who was working at the Iron Dome, he says he witnessed the miracle. They shot one missile to knock the rocket from Hamas and destroy it, and they missed. They shot another missile, and they missed. And Hamas shot at what we would call the Pentagon. And they have 4 seconds left, and they quickly email, text, whatever they did, sent a message that there can be tremendous amount of casualties. And out of nowhere, a strong wind came and blew that rocket into the ocean. And the one who was operating this machine said he witnessed this, he was there. How does this happen? Chazal tell us, HaKol Kol Yaakov HaYadayim Adei Esav. When there's a voice of Yaakov, then Ein HaYadayim Adei Esav. Then Esav's powerless. The voice, Kol Kol Yaakov, the two times we say voice and voice, is referring to the voice of Tefillah and the voice of Torah. So here tonight we are coming to learn about Tefillah. We are learning Torah, and it's the schus of coming to learn Torah and coming to learn the Tefillah that should protect Klal Yisrael. We should never hear tzaris at all. We mentioned that in Shmoneh Esrei, we are to realize the reality that we are not here in Baal Kinwood, Marin Station, wherever we are. We are in the Kodesh HaKadosh. We begin Hashem Svasai Tiftach, a quick review. Ufi Yagiti Lasecha, we beseech Hashem, we ask Hashem to open our mouths. We mentioned the story a few times ago about the Kablon who made a beautiful road out of bricks. And the Tsar called him to thank him and give him some reward. And when the Tsar asked him his name, he couldn't speak. He lost the ability to speak. And not only for that one time, but for the rest of his life, he was unable to speak. He was so scared, petrified of standing in front of the Tsar, he wasn't able to speak. We daven to Hashem, we're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to ask Hashem, Sfasai Tiftach, please open my mouth, because there is a reality, or there should be a reality, that it's difficult for me to open my mouth standing in front of you, Hashem. Then we begin Baruch Atah Hashem, as we discussed last time. And we mentioned that the Baruch, in the word Baruch, it explains what a bracha is. We said the letters Beis, Reish, Vav and Chaf represent Rosh Umakar Kol HaBrachis. You, Hashem, are the source of all of the brachas. Beis, Reish, Chaf, Hey, Baruch, Rosh Umakar Kol HaBrachis. You, Hashem, are the source of all the brachas. So we bow down, we begin the Shemoneh Esrei, we're bowing down, because, as we mentioned in the Baal HaTanya, we whisper, we say Shemoneh Esrei very quietly, because we know we are right in front of Hashem. There's no reason to say things in a loud voice. And we're bowing down because it's the reality, Hashem is right in front of us. And an Eitzah suggestion that if a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei and he finds himself in a bracha and he doesn't know how he got there, so they should remind themselves, why am I davening these words quietly? Because I'm right in front of you, Hashem. Why am I saying Ata? What is Ata? Ata means you. We're talking straight to Hashem. Rabbi Ravda Zatzal said that when we say the word Atah, we give ourselves a little shake, a reminder that I'm standing right in front of you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem. Hashem is the Adon HaKol, the master of everything, Elokeinu. We mentioned the Kavanah of Elokeinu is that you, Hashem, are in charge. Takiv Baal HaYecholus U'Baal HaKoyches Kulam. You are in charge of everything. There are two ways to understand Elokeinu. Hashem gives power to different things. There's a sun, and the sun heats the world. So Elokeinu is, Hashem is Baal HaKoyches Kulam. He is in charge of all of the Koyches. He gives power to the sun, and the sun does its job. Or Elokeinu is that the sun is the tzinor, is the pipeline. Hashem hides himself, and we don't see Hashem, but Hashem is that sun as well. It's a representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem, that is the Elokeinu. Hashem is running and in charge of everything. And we mentioned last time that when a person says Elokeinu, the proper kavana, that Hashem is in charge, it will hold them back from speaking Lashon Hara. Because we mentioned from the Chafetz Chaim, one of the reasons why people speak Lashon Hara is because when they are wronged and they feel very hurt, they want to do something about it. So we have to know, what does the halacha say? If we realize that Elokeinu Hashem is takif baal hayecholus or baal hakoyches kulam, Hashem is in charge of everything at all times. So even though when we don't see someone taking charge, if the halacha does not permit one to say something, we know Hashem is taking charge because Hashem is there. But the Chafetz Chaim tells us many times people think that there's no one around. I have to step up. I have to do something. They become very religious. But makom shein ish, in the place where there's no ish, yistadlios ish, go do something about it. And the Yitzhahara, he really attacks us the wrong way. But when a person davens a Shemone Esrei and he has a kavan, Hashem is in charge, it'll hold him back from saying Lashon Hara. Ve'elokei Avoseinu, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Ve'elokei Yaakov. Why do you have to mention Elokei Avoseinu? We just mentioned it. Hashem is the God. Because we have to realize where we come from. We come from the Avos HaKadoshim. Each and every one of us have these spiritual genes that the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they imbued in their children, and that we are their children. As we'll discuss that in a minute. We mentioned as well that really we should say Elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why do we have to say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov? Why do we repeat this? Just say Elokei one time. So we mentioned that if you take the letters of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and you add them up together, you get 13. If you get and you add up the letters of Elokei, Elokei, Velokei, it's also 13. Because 13 is Echad, is one. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his galus, he came out, his name came out to the world through the Avos HaKadoshim. But not only that, through Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, out of their letters, of their name is also Echad. It's also 13. And you add the two together, the Avos and the Imois, we have 26, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Hashem. Because the Mitzias, what Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov saw, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, what they did in this world, was to bring out Hashem's existence to this world. We know that the Avos HaKadoshim, they had different attributes. Avraham, he excelled to the highest madrega in that of Chesed. Yitzchak, Yira, and Yaakov is Emes. Emes is the complete perfection, is the Hashlama, is one complete perfection. That's why we have the Vav, Ve'elokei Yaakov, because we have Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov took the midas of both Emes and Yira, of Chesed and Yira, and he put the two together, comes out with Emes. We say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us, and we have to think of this as a matter of a reality. We know, as little children, we always hear that Avraham Avinu, he invited guests over. Imagine we put up a tent somewhere and we start putting up signs. Tongue, brisket, some Caesar salad, to make everybody happy. And you put up signs and people come and they say, oh, thank you so much, that was delicious. And you tell them, oh, don't thank me. So what do you mean don't thank you? You just gave me such a great meal. Well, thank God. And they say, what does that mean? And Avraham Avinu explained to them, there's a creator to this universe. It sounds very foreign to us because this is how we live our lives. But he lived in a world when he walked down the street, they would make fun of him. Imagine walking up and down Sycamore every single day, back and forth. Having tomatoes thrown at you. Eggs thrown at you. Being ridiculed day after day. And this is what Avraham Avinu went through. Because he lived in a world when he was preaching monotheism. And they were saying, what are you talking about? There's a God here, there's a God here. And these people came into his tent. And he said to them, you have to thank Hashem. And they said, okay, so where is he? How do we do that? Says the Medrash Tanchuma. And after he gave them to eat and drink, they blessed Avraham Avinu. He said to them, don't give me brachas. Baruch hu lebaal habayis shenoisen lechol habriyos oichel umashke v'noisen behem ruach. Thank Hashem. Hashem is the one who gives everyone existence. Hashem is the one who gives us the food. V'heichan, oh, where is he? Where's God? And they said, Avram said, he is the shalit b'shemayim v'aretz. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He brings people to life. He heals people. He cures people. He protects the child with mei imoy in the mother's womb. He brings the grass, makes it grow. So they said, so how do you make a bracha? Amar baruch Hashem amvarich le'ayin oved baruch neisin lechem umazan l'chol basar. Avraham Avinu was teaching them how to make a bracha. He was teaching them that the food doesn't come from me. I'm just like the sun. I'm the tzinor, I'm the pipe. This is the midah of chesed that Avraham Avinu brought out, which he learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because as we mentioned, the Avos HaKadoshim learned these character traits from Hashem. Elokei Yitzchak, that Yitzchak Avinu, with his Yerushimayim, he showed the world the Pachad, the Yira, Pachad Yitzchak, that exists. Ve'elokei Yaakov, and Yaakov brought out to the world Emes. Emes is complete truth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, and there's nothing else. Yaakov Avinu brought out this Emes. Titin Emes LeYaakov. Then we come to Hakel, HaGodol, HaGibra, VaHanoira. And the Avos HaKadoshim, they correspond to these three. Godol, Gibra, VaHanoira. What does it mean, Kel? Kel means God. But over here, in this bracha specifically, it's referring to the God of Chesed. Because as we'll see here in Birchas Avos, we're referring to the Chesed that Hashem is doing for us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system. The system is like this. I create you. I give you a Torah. You have mitzvahs to do, and I give you reward. And the truth is, we know that's the way Hashem has it, and He runs the world. But if we think about it, it doesn't have to be like that. As we'll see later on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our master. We are konoi, konoi hakol. We are konoi, we are acquired to Hashem. Why should we receive anything from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a payment? So we'll discuss that further on. Hakel HaGodol HaGibor VaHanoira. Godol is referring to Avraham Avinu. Gibor is Yitzchok. Nora is Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say Godol, he is Godol B'midas HaChesed. We don't mean Godol that he's big. He is Godol B'midas HaChesed. Gibor, like we said by Yitzchok, he brought out the din, the pachad, the yiro of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Gibor. And Noiro, Yaakov Avinu said, Ma Noiro HaMokom HaZeh, when he was traveling, and he said, this is the Mokom HaMikdosh. There's another understanding of Godol Gibor VaNoiro. As we mentioned, that the Anshik Nesach Doila put back these words that were taken out by Daniel and Yirmiyah of Godol and Gibor and Noiro. They said when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed and you had the Nochrim running around in the Makom HaKadosh of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where's the Gvura? Where's the strength of Hashem? Where's the Noiro? The Anshik Nesach Doila came back and they said, no, this is the strength of Hashem. That he permits this to exist. And he doesn't destroy these Nochrim, the enemies of the Jewish people. He has the patience. When we learn and we daven the Shemoneh Esrei and we say the words, Godol Gibor VaNoiro, we are telling ourselves on a daily basis, every time we daven, to have patience. To follow the attributes of Hashem. V'halachta bidrachov, to go in the ways of Hashem. Hakel, HaGodol, HaGibor, VaHanoiro. Then we come to Kel Elyon. You are the God who is the Kel Elyon. You are above all. After we just finished discussing different midos of Hashem, Godol, Gibor VaNoiro, a person might think that they have some relationship to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the Anshik Nesach Doila told us, Kel Elyon, we cannot begin to understand Hashem. He is above all. He is above all. And if we think of the first Mishnah in Perkei Avos, there's a very peculiar way of writing that Hashem gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. We all know the first Mishnah Perkei Avos says, Moshe kibel Torah miSinai. What happens? Sinai, the mountain, grew hands and gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah? Moshe kibel Torah miHashem. Why does it say miSinai? Says the Maral of Prague, because the distance from a human being is so great that there is no way to write Moshe Kibel Torah MeHashem, because it's not true. It's such a great distance. Of course, Hashem is the one who gave us the Torah, gave Moshe the Torah. But we want to emphasize the distance of a human being is so great from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah says Moshe Kibel Torah MeSinai. And here also in the Shemoneh Esrei, after we just finished discussing the different midos of Hashem, the different attributes, how Hashem is a Baal Chesed, and He does kindness, and He is Noira, God will give of a Noira, He is Kel Elyon. He is beyond comprehension. We cannot. He is the God above everything. Goymel Chasodim Toivim. Then we come to Goymel Chasodim Toivim. And now we'll spend some time on what's being said over here in Goymel Chasodim Toivim. The chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is that He values the mitzvahs that we do and He gives reward for it. Avadoi heim v'loy avdei parei. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim and we are avadim to Hashem. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us if we don't follow the Torah and the mitzvahs, we will go back and be avdei parei. So we'll ask, well, Paro's not alive anymore. So it doesn't mean Paro, Paro, but what did Paro do to us? Paro enslaved us and we were working day and night, night and day. Rabbi Yonah explains that if we don't mishabed ourselves to Hashem and we don't subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we might have one day the boss tells, puts an idea in his mind and says, okay, you know what? This person, you should work harder. This person should work longer hours. Doesn't want to, so he won't have the job anymore. We have to mishabed ourselves, subjugate ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Rabbi Yonah, and then we won't have the subjugation to the Paro. So if that's the case, if we're avodim to Hashem, if we're slaves to Hashem, what master gives a slave reward? Goyimel chasadim toivim, Hashem is the bestower of kindness because He says, you do the mitzvahs. You follow My commandments and I will reward you in Olam Haba, as well in this world. This is the Goyim al-Chasad and Toivim. That's what we're saying. When we say Hashem is a Goyim al-Chasad and Toivim, Hashem gives us kindness. The kindness is the reward that He gives us. Even though, what are we giving Hashem? There's nothing that we can give Hashem. V'koinei hakol. He's mechadish v'chol yoyim tovim ma'aseh bereishis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since He is the Goymel Chasadim Toivim, V'koine, what is Koine? Koine is to acquire, a kinyan, an acquisition. Once again, Hashem acquired us by taking us out of Mitzrayim, by creating us. Our mere existence of being alive is an acquisition that Hashem has us and owns us. Continued part of this Goymel Chasadim Toivim, the chesed that Hashem did for us, is that He gave us the mitzvahs, and that through the mitzvahs we can have the bechira chavshus, the free choice, to choose the right way. Because really, what does Hashem want? Hashem wants us all to enjoy the world of Olam Haba, of the world to come. So we'll ask the question, so why didn't Hashem just put us there? So we know, because of Nahama Tikisufa. Nahama Tikisufa is the bread of embarrassment. If a person is given something when they don't deserve it, they feel uncomfortable. What did I do to earn this? Why do I have this? I never worked for it. So Hashem says, I will put you here in this world. You will work for the mitzvahs. You will have free choice, the Yetzirah, Yetzirah Tov. You'll be successful, and you'll get the Olam Haba. This is the Goyim HaChasad and Tovim. This is the Chesed of Hashem, how He created a system that will be able to enjoy Olam Haba without being embarrassed. Without the Nahama Tikisufa, without the bread of the embarrassment. V'zoicher chaz de'ovois, and Hashem remembers the chesed of the ovois. Hashem remembers the chesed of the ovois. Hashem forgets things. Hashem forgets that the Anshik Nesach Doyle writes, He is zoicher chaz de'ovois, that He remembers the chesed of the Avos. And what does that mean? What does that sentence mean? What do these words mean? He is zoicher the chesed of the Avos. Chesed means, if you open the door for me, so you did chesed for me. What chesed did the Avos do for Hashem? That's saying that a human being can do something for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zoicher Chaz de Avos. These are some questions we have to understand. This is part of the chesed Goyim Chasad and Toivim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did when He created the world, and He created Adam, and He created an Avraham Avinu, who chose this path of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That he valued their actions to be something to give reward for. V'zoicher chaz de'avos, this is the goyim el chasadim toivim. This is 100% the selfless situation where Hashem is saying, I don't need you. I am giving to you. And as the Ramak, Rav Moshe Kodavora, tells us in the Sefer Tomer Devoro, that a person has to look at the ways of Hashem and to follow His ways and to do the same. So when a person, he starts the Shemoneh Esrei, every single time he davens, and he reminds himself of this selfless chesed Hashem is doing for us, that imbues inside of him with the proper understanding that this is his job as well in this world. To be a goymel chasadim toivim. To be a giver and not look for anything back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a goymel chasadim toivim. Hashem gives us reward for fulfillment of the mitzvahs. That alone is a tremendous act of chesed. How can we do something to praise Hashem, to for anything for Hashem? V'zoicher l'chol ha'doyreis. When we say v'zoicher chas de'avos, we are arousing the schus avos, part of the chesed of the goymel chasadim toivim, part of the chesed of Hashem, is that He created a system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept the schus avos, the merits of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov for all generations. Even if His children, Klai Yisrael, will be chayte, will sin and do averus, Hashem will never leave us. Unconditional love. Unconditional love, this is the father giving to the child. Even if there are averus, when we are zoicher chas de'avos, when we arouse the chesed of Hashem, through what Avram did and what Yitzchak did, and Hashem values their actions, that's the zoicher. We have to first say it. We have to first bring that zechira to Hashem. He knows what they did. But Hashem wants us to come talk to Him. Hashem wants us to come close to Him. There's a story where the mother was talking to her brother, and the mother is telling us just after summertime, people are in camp. The mother says, my two boys, they're in camp. And I wrote them some letters, but they never wrote back. So the uncle says, I'll write them a letter, they'll write back. The mother says, the sister says to her brother, they didn't write a letter to me, they'll write a letter to you? I'll show you. He writes them a letter. A couple weeks later, he gets the letter back in the mail. And the sister says to him, what'd you write? So it's very simple. I wrote to them, how are you doing? How is your summer? What's your daily schedule? Enjoy the $20. So she said, okay, so why'd they write back to you? So they wrote a letter back. Dear uncle, our summer is great. This is our daily schedule. By the way, we couldn't find the $20 in the envelope because He never put it inside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system where we always will need Him every single millisecond because He is our Father, our loving Father, wants us to speak to Him. He wants us to come close to Him. And as we take those three steps forward, we are entering a different world. We are going to the Olam of Kodesh HaKadoshim. And we are straight, face to face, with the Creator of the universe. This is the Goymel Chasadim Toivim, the Koinei HaKol, V'Zoicher Chas De'Avos, that Hashem values their actions, that what they did is even worth something. This is all part of the Chesed of Hashem. Livnei v'neihem. We continue. Livnei v'neihem. Even the generations that are very far from the Avos HaKadoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu values the chesed, the acts, what the Avos HaKadoshim did. Umei v'goyo livnei v'neihem. Since Hashem is Zoicher, He remembers the Chaz De'Avos. That's why He brings the Geulah. Or maybe Goyal Livnei V'Neim L'Man Shemoi Be'Ahava. Maybe Goyal Ivnei Vineyam, he brings the Geula. When we say Geula over here, what are we referring to? We're not just referring to when Mashiach comes. In life, we all have challenges. We all have difficulties. And these difficulties, these challenges, as the Mesil Shom tells us, are Nisyonis. What is a Nisyon? What does the word Nisyon mean? Some explain the Nisyonis from the word Nes. A Nes is a banner which is elevated. A Nisyon, a test, a challenge, elevates a person, brings them to higher levels. The Geula we are referring to over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevi Goyel. He brings the redemption, the Redeemer. Livnei V'Nehem. L'man Shemoi B'Ava is not just referred to when Mashiach comes, but to our daily activities, every day in life. Hashem, you are that Redeemer. You are that Protector. L'man Shemoi B'Ava. Not for our, not because we deserve it, but because l'man shemecha, as we'll be saying in the slichos, we'll be starting shortly. The Sfardim already started saying slichos. L'man shemecha, not for our sake. L'man shemoi ve'ava, but for your great name's sake. And all of this, once again, is referring to the midah of the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem values what a mitzvah is in the first place. That He created a situation, a system, that we deserve reward for our actions. We are the Eved HaKanoi. We are the servant who is acquired by Hashem. And yet Hashem says, I will give you the ultimate reward in Olam Haba. It's a very important concept of Avas Hashem, which is Nitzchius. Avas Hashem, the love that Hashem has for Klal Yisrael, which is everlasting. Throughout our existence, we know of the tzaras, of the history. You know, I don't know why, but the Spanish Inquisition is of the most famous. If you look at the history, that we've been expelled from so many different lands throughout our history. A person will say, you're the chosen people? No one else has been suffering like you. What kind of chosen people are you? And there's a big Nisayon. One can say, does Hashem really love Klal Yisrael? Sha'avas Hashem Yisrael, says the Abu Draham. Abu Draham is a Talmud from the Tor. One of the Rishoyim. He says, Sha'avas Hashem Yisrael, he ava nitzchis. The love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael is an everlasting love. Shelo yichoylo lizbatel mikol siba shihi, and will never end. Even if Klal Yisrael will be chayte, will do averus, Hashem will give a patch. And that patch is in order to, because the parent loves the child, and to bring the child to the right derech. V'af chatoim gedoylim, says the Abu Draham, even greater averus, einan yechidim levatla, cannot nullify the love that Hashem has for the Jewish people. The Maral, in Netzach Yisrael, he tells us as follows. There's a difference between the Jewish people and the rest of the world. Hashem chose the Jewish people. Not because our great actions. Person shouldn't make a mistake and say Hashem is our God, Hashem is our Father, only when we do the Rasan Hashem. Only when we follow the mitzvahs of Hashem. So a person might say, like, this is ridiculous. Whoever would say something like that? Of course Hashem's our God all the time. Haman HaRasha said this exact opposite point over here. And the Haman went And he said that the God of the Jews doesn't love them anymore. Because if he did, he wouldn't keep them in this exile. And Haman said that the God of the Jews is old already. He doesn't care about them anymore because they're chaitim, because they are sinners. This is exactly what the Maharal is coming to tell us. That's incorrect. Haman, you're wrong. Like Asher Einoisim Ritzon Shel Hashem Yisbarach Kelaymar Ma'asher Hashem Yisbarach Bacha BeYisrael Hu Koydim. Hashem shows us even before they were Averus or Mitzvahs. V'zu hi Bechira Klolis. This is the Bechira that Hashem shows us no matter what the situation will be. In life, when our challenges get stronger, when the person davens, a melech oizer, a levnei v'nei l'man shemoy be'ava, he brings the geula, the redemption. Hashem has that power. He reminds himself that no matter what the situation is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the kol yachol. And he can and will take care of the situation. The difficulty is, of course, that we don't always see the Yeshua in front of us. We don't see how things are always getting better. The lashon of the tense that we are saying, Umevi Goyal, he brings the redemption. Because every single step of the way is a building process for the redemption. For a personal redemption and for the ultimate Geula Shleima. That's why it's written, Umevi Goyal, Livnei V'Nehem, Leman Shmoy Bava, in the present tense. Because everything that's taking place, every single step of the way. We all know what's going on in the world, all over. And it's just, it's confusing. It's scary. This is what we are saying here. Every single day, we are reminding ourselves that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are the Mevi Goya of Levnei V'Neim, the man Shmai Ba'ava. Then we come to Melech, Oizer, U'Moshia, U'Magen. You, Hashem, are the king. He's the melech al hakol, the king over everything. Nonetheless, he himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chvaydu v'atzmai, watches over us and protects us. We make a bracha after a person uses the facilities. And we say the words of Ashi Yotzar, it's known, it's revealed in front of your holy throne that we cannot survive without you. What is this lifnei chisei chavodecha doing in the brach of Asher Yotzar? You could thank Hashem without saying it's known in front of your holy throne that we cannot survive without you. The Mefarshim explained that there were those that would say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with that aspect of life. Relieving one's body is such a low state of a human being, of creation, so Hashem has nothing to do with that. We say, Lefnei Chisei Chavodecha, to take our mindset out of that idea, that concept, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of every single aspect and action of this world, even though what we think is the lowliest of all actions. So to hear, we say, Melech, you Hashem are the Melech, you are the King. Oizer, who helps the person with his Hatzlacha, to protect him and to save him. Umayshia, and you take him, you save him, you are the salvation from his sorrows, from his tragedies. Umagain, Umagin Allah, and you protect him. Magin refers to a protection before the problems come. Why do we end Magin Avram? Why not Magin Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov? Hashem Shkop, the great Rosh Yeshiva Zetzel, he said that at the end of times, The midah of chesed, the midah of chesed is going to be that midah that will bring about the ultimate geula. There is the yetzahara that constantly attacks everybody in different angles. And it's the midah of chesed specifically that is going to be that midah which will bring the schus of the geula, says Rosh Hashanah. And that's the reason why we end Magen Avraham. Because it's the emunah of Avraham Avinu. And the schus of the chesed of Avraham Avinu that we have to specifically focus on. The story is told with the Brisker Rav. When the Brisker Rav was trying to leave the Nazi-occupied areas, he didn't have any papers with him. He was with his children, and he learned from his father the concept of the Ein Oid Milvadoi, that there is no other power, no other being besides you, Hashem. And this is where Avraham Avinu, generations earlier, brought this concept, Ein Oid Milvadoi, there is no other being besides you, Hashem. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, if a person can focus on this concept of Ein Oid Milvadoi, no harm will come to this person. And the Brisker Rav was traveling without any papers, and he was focusing, Ein Oid Milvadoi. There is no other being, no other power besides you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No harm can happen to anyone. Just imagine the concentration that was necessary when a person has to try to get through the Nazis. And he was going, traveling from one place to another place without any problems from the Nazis. Until one time, he was called. Nazi officer came over to him. And he was with his sons, today Reb David, Soloveitchik, Shlita, and his brothers. And he realized that there was a lack of kavana in the Ein Oid Milvadoi. And quickly, he told his children, we have to strengthen ourselves in this kavana. And a higher ranking officer called over that first officer that was approaching him. Ein Oid Milvadoi. The Nazi went away. And he continued, and he would survive. This Ein Oid Milvadoi, this concept that there's no other being, no other power that exists, this is what Avraham Avinu brought out to the world. This emes of Yaakov, the Yira of Yitzchak, but the chesed of Avraham Avinu and the emunah, where he stood in a situation where he sacrificed himself, smashing the idols of his father, being thrown to the Kishon Eish, walking up and down, back and forth, for years and years, decades, living his life, that there's a God that says, be gentle, be careful. And all of a sudden he's told, bring up your son. How embarrassing would that be? Imagine getting the front page of the paper and seeing where Avraham Avinu, it wasn't called Avinu then, right? But Avraham was on the front page, picking up that knife, coming down on Yitzchak. Imagine the bush and embarrassment. Hashem told him to go, so he went. Yitzchak was 37 years old. And he tied him, he said, he asked his father, tie me down. Tie me down, or this will conclude. He said, tie me down. Why? Because if not, I might move. And if I move, I'll be pogum, I'll be blemished. That won't be a good carbon. We approach Rosh Hashanah. It is with the schus of Akedas Yitzchak that we are told to arouse the merit of Akedas Yitzchak. Hashem remembers, Hashem doesn't forget. It's our job. Hashem wants us to come closer. Hashem writes us that letter and says, I'm going to give you $20. But it's not an envelope. And we have to come closer. In the schus of us understanding the Shmona Esrei, what a davening is, of the chesed that Hashem created in this system, that we do mitzvahs and we get reward. We don't deserve anything. Hashem is the koin yakol. Hashem acquired us. Hashem owns us. Hashem created us. But nonetheless, Hashem says, here's a system. You will get reward anyway. We should be zoiche. We should all merit to see the gula shalema of Meher B'Yameinu, Aksiv, Aksim, Atayv, and good yard. Thank you.